Local police and emergency services are not requiring their staff members to receive COVID-19 vaccinations to be on the job, although they haven't yet ruled out mandatory vaccines, either. The services all say they are in the process of working on policies to address the issue. The Toronto Police Service announced this week its members are required to have the vaccines. That follows a statement by Toronto Mayor John Tory on August 19 announcing all City of Toronto employees must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The Toronto Transit Commission, TTC, is also requiring its employees, students and contractors to get the vaccine. The provincial government announced last week that COVID-19 vaccination policies are mandatory in high-risk settings in Ontario. Locally, the police and fire services in Barrie, along with Simcoe County paramedics, are reporting high vaccination rates among their staff members. John Brooks, president of the Barrie Police Association, said there has been an ongoing effort with the force to deal with issues resulting from the pandemic. "We've worked very well and collaboratively together," Brooks told Barrie Today. "We obviously understand that this is a very contentious topic." Brooks, who is a Barrie police sergeant, said there are early discussions examining policies and procedures to come up with an approach that works best for both association members and the community, although there have been no formal discussions. "And while some people might not be able to get the shot due to medical conditions or religious beliefs, the association says it understands the need for everyone to remain safe. We respect the fact that we have the obligation to protect all of our members that work within the organization and also to protect the community that we serve," Brooks said. Although the overwhelming majority of its members have been vaccinated, Barrie Police spokesperson Janet May said in an email to Barrie Today, "The safety of our members and the community that we serve is our primary concern, and we are following public health guidance on vaccinations, as well as the use of PPE, personal protective equipment, and other public health measures," she stated. "We continue to review our approach to ensure we are acting on the best public health advice and the best interest of our members, our partners and our community." Barrie firefighters, meanwhile, will take their cue from city officials as the municipality develops its own vaccination policy. Fire Chief Corey Mainprise said the department staff members have been encouraged to get vaccinated and about 90% have received both shots. In Innisfil and Bradford West Gwillimbury, South Simcoe Police Service is looking to public health and workplace safety legislation for guidance in its consideration of any mandatory vaccination policy. "Since the outset of the pandemic, we have implemented policies regarding the use of personal protective equipment, physical distancing, and sanitization of our buildings, vehicles and equipment," Police Chief Andrew Fletcher said in an email. "We will continue to do whatever we can to ensure the safety and well-being of our members, their families and the community that we serve," he added. The County of Simcoe, which includes paramedic services, hasn't yet made vaccinations mandatory and expects to also take its cue from public health as it monitors how other organizations are responding, Chief Administrative Officer Mark Aitken said in an email. "We have and continue to strongly encourage vaccination and support the health unit with their promotions, including running and supporting clinics and coordinating, administering vaccinations in long-term care and senior settings, amongst our paramedics, and within our housing and shelter systems," he said. Ontario Provincial Police, which polices other communities surrounding Barrie and Simcoe County, is relying upon any decision to be made by the Ontario Public Service, OPS. The Ontario Public Service is developing a vaccination policy that will apply to all OPS employees, which includes Ontario Provincial Police members, said OPP Corporate Communications spokesperson Bill Dixon. "The Ontario Public Service is developing a vaccination policy. I can't speculate on what that policy will say." In a letter sent to its members, the Ontario Provincial Police Association, OPA, which is based in Barrie on Ferris Lane, says it wants its members to retain the right to choose whether or not to receive the vaccine. "While we believe that being vaccinated against COVID-19 provides the greatest level of protection to our members, their families and the people of Ontario, the Board of Directors supports a member's right to choose to receive this vaccine and will support and protect the legitimate concerns and objections of our members," reads a portion of the OPA letter provided to Barrie Today. It also points out that the OPP coverage area is wide and diverse, with many officers located in rural areas, some quite remote, and others in urban areas, meaning implementation can differ depending upon geography. The OPA also stressed that it wanted to be part of the consultative process.